Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, and Hawks are with you on a Tuesday. It's time for lightning bets, our favorite plays for today. Joe, what do you got?
All right, a few things in Major League Baseball, and I'm looking on betting on teams. Corbin, how do I not? I have to. And I'm not worried about history because they have the influx of young talent on the Buccos roster. But Corbin has not been terrible. I mean, Quintana has not been terrible. And Corbin has been, and he's an automatic fade every single time. Yeah, the Pirates are not great against left-handed pitching. But remember, those are a lot of different players. So I get to fade Corbin, and I get plus money. Let's not overthink this one. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh at plus 105 on the money line. Later tonight, a couple things intriguing with West Coast baseball. White Sox have been tough to bet on. Defense a problem again last night. But here's the thing. They're going against a left-handed pitcher, Sil Seth, today. They could have easily won that game at the Angels last night. Certainly not going to lay a price with that Halo squad. Cueto's been pretty good. He has not allowed more than three runs in any of his starts in June. And the Sox are going against a left-handed pitcher. They've had troubles offensively with certain guys having bad seasons, but they're still number one in baseball, weighted runs created plus, still number one in OPS against left-handed pitching. So White Sox as a dog, I have to back them at plus money. And then we have a coin flip at minus 110 between San Diego and Arizona. What really stands out here is Manaea's good against San Diego. Gallen's bad. Gallen's been bad. So I said against San Diego, against Arizona, Manaea's been good. And Gallen, let's see. Last 67 at-bats against San Diego, OPS of 1,000, hitting 313, 425 on base. So in a coin flip scenario, I've got to go with San Diego. So I'm going San Diego in a toss-up. White Sox as a dog, Pittsburgh as a dog.
Okay, like that. Aaron, what are you going with?
All right, I'm also going to be on the Pirates. Quintana has not been that bad. So first half money line plus 102. I am going to do Woodruff under 6.5 Ks. It is juiced. It was like minus 150. But he hasn't been that good. And then we talked about all that injury stuff he's coming off of and can't feel his fingers and all that. So fading him. Then I've got some futures. CeeDee Lamb, most receiving yards. 16-1. Jonathan Taylor, most rushing yards, 4-1. Keenan Allen, most receiving. Oh, I just clicked off that. I can't remember what the number was. I'll have to circle back. And then I'm also going to do Heat Finals, 14-1. And also Mavs, 14-1 for the finals. And that is where I stop my bet. Oh, I have a fun one.
Uh-oh.
I have a fun one. I bet Ja Morant to be on the cover of 2K.
Wait, what? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Just waits till the end of the show just to throw this at us.
She's saving your A plus material for lightning bets. Like, we just had a 3-hour show here. 2 hours and 45 minutes. You don't tell us it's Ja bet. What's happening?
Yeah. So you can bet on who's going to be on the NBA cover of 2K23, and I bet Ja Morant.
Betting this?
Offshore.
There's no way. Illegalized.
Sorry, it was tempting. I was looking for things, and I saw this market, and obviously, I had to make a bet.
So what? It feels like a lock. I'm just wondering who else would be in the mix, right? Ja was the breakout
Steph,
star.
Steph, I think, is the favorite.
Has he been on before?
I don't see it being like Jokic or anything like that. Hold on. Let me find it.
No one's buying a Jokic cover.
Luka.
Luka.
Hold on. NBA specials. It was NBA special. Luka is not even on the board. Wow.
Wait, so who was on it last year? We need the history of the cover. God. This is a whole segment. This is tomorrow's content.
Yeah, okay, we got tomorrow.
Okay.
Welcome
All
to
right,
the last
we'll break
week
this
of
down
June.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, I need
Oh yeah, I remember that.
No, I mean Without thinking about it too much, it sounds like a good bet. It sounds like Ja would be a good player.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, Tatum, Booker, Melo, LaMelo Ball, Trae Young.
But Luka was on last year, I think.
Oh, no wonder he's not on it. I was going to say, that is a good idea.
Dame the year before. Wade before that. Why was Wade on it? Giannis, Kyrie.
Because it was his last season, maybe.
Do it tomorrow.
All right, we'll get to
save something.
I knew you guys would love that.
I love this stuff, yeah. Now I'm thinking back when Peyton Hillis was on the cover of Madden and the whole thing.
I'll never forget it. That's when it all took a turn for me. That's one of the last ones I purchased.
Me too. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Peyton Hillis stinks.
That was so bad. We knew it. But the thing is, we knew at the time that was a bad selection.
Yeah, but it's amazing that it got through the process. Like, people actually said, yeah, this is a good idea. Someone has to sign off on this. All right, my bets for today. Are you done, Aaron, or you have more video game?
No, I'm done.
Okay. I'll be on the Pirates money line first half, Quintana against Patrick Corbin. I can't believe that anyone would set Patrick Corbin as a favorite in anything. I mean, whether it's bowling or pitching, he just can't be a favorite right now. Astros minus 118 money line against the Mets. I'll fake Carrasco. And Aaron, we're together on this. Woodruff under 6.5 strikeouts. Don't think he's going to pitch for long enough in his first start back after missing a whole bunch of time. So he's against the race and under 6.5 strikeouts tonight for Brandon Woodruff. Jake, where are you going tonight?
I'm with you on the Woodruff. I'm also going to be on Baz over 5.5 Ks in that game. In the first game of the Twins Guardians doubleheader, I'm going to take the Twins on the money line. That price keeps dropping. The Twins are now, and it's back to a pick 'em, but it's minus 108, and Smeltzer shoved against the Guardians last week, pitched really well against them. Guardians don't hit lefties very well, and the Twins are just on a roll offensively right now, and Plesac stinks. So I'll take the Twins on the money line in game one of that doubleheader. I'll take the Yankees over 4.5 runs. Frankie Montas, regression time after almost no hitting the Mariners, and he's really bad on the road, whereas the Yankees are awesome at home. I will also be on the Pirates money line. That's just, what are we doing here? Fade Patrick Corbin. I think I'm going to go the Braves money line. I'm going to do it. Just going to trust my gut, which has never led me astray before, clearly. So just not going to overthink that one. Astros first five, Valdez versus Carrasco. Astros got to Carrasco last week, and then he left with injury. So who's to say that won't happen again? Already said the Baz one. Cardinals over 4.5. Garrett goes for the Marlins. Every other start is a good start, and his last start was a good start. So I think he blows up today. Cardinals over 4.5 in that one. Under 7.5 full game for Gallen and Manaea in the Diamondbacks and Padres game. That game went way under last week, and it was an extra innings game. So under 7.5 in that game, and then I'll save my home run prop.
All right, Paul, what do you got?
All right, so I have all the bets. I'm fading Woodruff. I'm going over on Baz's Ks, 5.5. Woodruff under 15.5 outs, under 5.5 Ks, and Astros team total over 4.5, so aligned. Allow you guys on a lot of things. And then Wilson Contreras, 2+ total bases, +120. He has great history against Luis Castillo. Oh, and I'm going to tail Kenny Ducey. Roberto Bautista Agu, 85-1 to win Wimbledon on the Mets side.
I like it.
I'll do that.
Joe, where are you at with a home run?
All right, home run prop. We've got to go to Pittsburgh, right? It's just a matter of which player are you going to roll with. Are we going to go with the shortest number on the board? Close to the shortest at +500. Cabrian Hayes is +550. We know where Paul's going to go. I'm going to go with Reynolds at 5-1. That's enough value for me, especially with the lefty. I would consider Cruz or Sawinski for sure, but probably not today. I mean, another day we'll do that, but I'll go with Reynolds +500.
Aaron, home run?
Oh, man. Let's go with Springer again. I was literally just going to say,
all right, pick Springer or Aaron Judge or Yordan Alvarez.
Which Blue Jay was she going to roll with? That was the question.
Yeah. I'll go with Springer. A Springer dinger on dinger. Yeah, I won't say that, but yeah.
I was going to say
Dinger Tuesday, but there we go. Yeah,
I think every sportsbook uses that.
I just realized that. I wasn't supposed to say that.
On a down of
I'm going to stop myself, and then I'm going to say it anyway.
It's a fun day to bet on home run props. That's all.
No, she can't resist. That's the best part, because usually, like, when she does hesitate, like, what is it? No, seriously, what is it? Okay, I'll tell you, even though I shouldn't.
The littlest push.
I'm not going to do this. Wait, you guys want to know? All right, I'll tell you.
All right, here you go. Here you go. You had to twist my arm.
Okay, my home run prop today. Let me find the number. Yeah, okay. The number I have, not a great number, but it starts today. The Rafael Devers push to lead baseball in home runs starts today. Devers at plus 280 home run. Jake?
All right, I'm going to take a super long shot. I'm going to go Michael Harris at 9-1 today in the Braves and Phillies game. He's a lefty hitter facing a right-handed Wheeler. All three of his homers have come on the road, and all three of his homers have come against right-handed pitchers. 9-1, Michael Harris.
That's a fun one. Paul, what do you got?
All right, we talked about him a little bit earlier today. Pack your bags, Wilson Contreras, plus 370 to hit a home run. You know he's on his way out of town. You know he's going to be making that push at 250-1. He has great history against Luis Castillo, as I just mentioned. Wind is blowing out as well at Wrigley today, so plus 370.
Are you going to bet the 250-1 or wait?
How do I not, I guess? Like, yeah. What? I mean, if he hits, when he hits two home runs today,
okay,
numbers gonna drop.
Maybe not.
That's true. Where's he going? Where is he? What are some landing
where's
spots?
Where's the best place for him to go?
Astros.
I was gonna say Houston.
Yeah.
It's a like they're one bat short behind Tucker and Alvarez and Altuve.
Are you getting a strong return for Contreras as a rental guy? You can put anywhere.
What are the Cubs need other than everything?
Was he the best bat that moves? Is he the best bat that goes? Bell?
It might be.
I think he's Bell, better than Josh Bell. Yeah.
With the season he's having.
I don't think so.
No.
I doubt it's in season. Yeah, I think he's the best bat that gets traded.
Yep. Well, I mean, with the way he's playing. You know. Rest of his career, I don't know that you would say that, but
right. But 250-1 on a good team, perhaps it's a good one. All right, we're back tomorrow. Everyone have a great day. We have Jim Rome coming up next. If you're listening, if you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.